Currently, the IMF classifies 40 economies as emerging market and middle-income countries. From the standpoint of global investors, they are approached as sources of opportunities to accrue returns high enough to compensate for risks higher than in advanced economies. The treatment of emerging markets as a common block, as a single asset class, made sense while they were all apparently on a common path of convergence to high income levels, eliminating the per capita income gap with the top. GDP growth in the decades prior to the global financial crisis was on average higher in emerging markets than in advanced economies. However, since then, and with the benefit of hindsight, several reasons suggest against treating them as a common block. First, China was on a league of its own. Its extraordinary growth come structural transformation for decades was poised to move to a rebalancing phase with lower growth rates. And China's growth had been a core propeller of growth in other emerging markets. Second, the drive for growth-enhancing structural reforms in the decade prior to the global financial crisis was succeeded by some complacency and hubris in several emerging markets. Third, an important channel of transmission of growth impulse for commodity-dependent emerging markets had come from the super cycle of commodities, which faded out afterwards. Fourth, those Eastern European emerging markets that benefited from integration to Western Europe were a particular case. In fact, one must keep in sight when evaluating individual emerging markets their different growth drivers, their different propensities to implement growth-enhancing structural reforms, their differentiated pursuit of macroeconomic stability, including debt, political and policy stabilities rather than sudden policy upheavals, and geography as well. The risk-return calculation needs to be emerging market specific.